A scientist, popular, interesting, said as parting shot to his audience, don't trust the senses. That is, we'd still think the world flat and the sun actually rises and sets if we trusted the sensory world. Your thoughts on clear comprehension via the sense doors, the just rightness of it all. I wonder if we still thought the world flat and the sun to rise, whether we might care for it, others and self better, but that's not Dhamma. Confused earthling is the... I think the that sense of clear comprehension and recognizing the there's a phrase that the Buddha used. It's a recurring idiom that comes up throughout the discourses, and it's something like, for however one conceives it, it will always be other than that. So that sense that similarly, yeah, don't trust it. One of the fundamental roots of our conundrum as a human being is and is really the last fetter to fall away is avijja, lack of true knowledge, ignorance, so that there is this need to continually be reflecting, investigating, but that's the reason why the Buddha gives the Four Noble Truths as his seminal teaching, as his central teaching, because it's around not so much what we perceive or conceive, but how we feel. How we experience it, and that's what we have to be attentive to, sorting out and sorting through the different how things impact us, what arises within the heart. So that's a using that structure of the investigation of the Four Noble Truths, suffering, cause of suffering, cessation of suffering, path leading to cessation of suffering, is what helps us to keep on track and not get too lost in the the appearance, of things, the assumptions that we make, and the reactions that we do have. So that keeps it keeps working with that. Okay, next question.